This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Colby Martin, the grant writer and administrator for Yancey County Schools. He's here with us today to talk about the track at Mountain Heritage, a recent recreational renovation that was chiefly funded by grant money. Colby, tell us a bit about the project.
Thanks for having me here today. The track at Mountain Heritage has been a concern of the community for many years. It was constructed with the opening of the school over 30 years ago and has been used by many graduating classes in the community at large. As you know, in mountainous regions like ours, there are not a lot of flat places where you can safely exercise. So combined with the use and normal wear and tear, the all-asphalt track deteriorated over the years, and pretty soon it was one of the oldest in the state. Joint cracks, oxidation, hardening of the surface were a few of the problems. Also, a collapsed terracotta pipe caused a sinkhole right in the middle of the track near the scoreboard. The grade was also so uneven that many people alternated their directions when they were doing laps to avoid hip flexors. In fact, before the refurbishment, there hadn't been a high school track meet there in over 3 years.
Tell us about the shape it's in now and how it got there.
With the funds we received from grants and other contributions, we were able to repair the collapsed pipe, mill and regrade the surface, lay new pavement, and best of all, install several thick layers of a special rubberized surface that's soft on the feet and knees. Before, when you walked on it, the track was so hard it caused many problems, both of the feet, shins, and legs. But with the new surface, it's almost like walking on clouds. You get on it and you almost don't want to get off of it. As far as how it got there, the project is the culmination of a year's worth of fundraising. When the refurbishment community met last year at the track, we realized that this was a project that needed to be done and could be completed despite the shape it was in. Plus, we knew from the beginning that it was a project that could not only have school benefit, but community benefit, which is a huge reason so many charitable foundations were interested in the project.
Tell us about those who helped fund the project.
Of course, we had a great local support, both from the Yancey County School Board, Dr. Little, and also from Mountain Heritage and the Mountain Heritage Athletic Department. A number of generous donors contributed to the track as well, including Blue Cross Blue Shield North Carolina Foundation, Mountain Air Residents Community Fund, the Walmart Foundation, the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina, and the Yancey Foundation, plus Department of Public Instruction through their NC Healthy Schools section, and North Carolina Amateur Sports Endowment. And most recently, the Yancey County Schools received a $60,000 Fit Community Grant from North Carolina Health and Wellness Trust Fund. And this particular grant will provide funds to include our community partners in the aftermath of this refurbishment.
Who are the community partners in the project?
In addition to the project funders, Yancey County Schools has chiefly partnered with Graham Children's Health Services to provide programming, policy advocacy, assessments, and promotion to help direct traffic, if you will, towards this valuable community resource.
When will the track be open to the public?
The school system realizes that in a resource-scarce area, like many rural towns, the schools are like the nucleus to the community activity and gatherings. So it's only appropriate that if the school has a resource to help with the health of the community, that it shares it with the county. The high school has sketched general hours when the community can come, and they are a little different for each semester. But for the fall semester, it's going to be from 4:30 p.m. to about 8 on the weekdays, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays, and 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays. And it will change just a little bit in the spring because of the track season. And it will also be open during the summer. These hours will be published in the paper and on the WKYK website. And through the Fit Community Grant, we'll be putting up signs to communicate this to the public and make them feel welcome at this new facility. We're also working on securing funding for the access road leading down to the track to help with accessibility of the facility as well. We're just so happy to see this project completed and thankful to all those who helped and who were involved in it and who will be involved after it. And we hope that it will help both students and people in the community live healthier and more active lives.
Thank you, Colby Martin, the grant writer and administrator for Yancey County Schools, talking about the exciting new track at Mountain Heritage High School. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.